Welcome to Strength or Struggle. For today's episode, mom guilt. Let's talk about it. So, hi. Again, it's me, your host, Shakara. And I am so excited to be here. This is my second show. And I'm filled with joy. I'm just filled with so much. I just can't explain it. How many of us out there are moms? Well, I'm hoping that a lot of people who are listening is either a mom or you are friends with a mom or you're a dad even, because we have a lot of dads these days who are raising their children because of numerous reasons. So we have a lot of single dads. We have a lot of dads who are not, I'm not going to say single dads, but dads who are joint custody dads, and they're doing their part as well to make sure that these babies are taken care of, right? So even though today's show is called Mom Guilt, let's talk about it. We're just going to go ahead and remember that this is parent guilt. So I told you all before, I am a mom. I'm a mom to four beautiful, I can't even say children anymore because three of them are adults, but I'm a mom to four beautiful children. My oldest son, Trayvon, is 22 years old. He has a daughter. I have a 19-year-old son, Vincent. He goes to Morgan State University. I have a 18-year-old, soon to be 19 in 2 weeks, named Nakia. She goes to Morgan State University. And then I have a 13-year-old, Kayla. She is in 8th grade. So I know you all are like, you just sound so young, or you look so young to have older children like that. Well, I'll tell you a little story. I had my first three children by the age of 21, and I had my youngest daughter at the age of 26. So, wait a minute, no, I had her at 26, and yeah, I turned 27 a month after having her. But yeah, I started out young. Would I recommend? Absolutely not. Do I regret it? Absolutely not. I love my children, and my children are the reason why I am the woman that I am today. Let's just be honest, because if my babies wasn't around, I probably wouldn't be such a resilient and strong individual the way I am. So we have to give it up for my babies. Okay. So I wanted to talk about mom guilt today for a numerous amount of reasons. Moms, we all are guilty of it. We have our babies. We go into protective mode, and we can't see their faults because we're too busy trying to protect them for the world, but at the same time, protect them from generational curses. And it's okay. It is okay, because you don't want your kids to deal with the negative things that you've dealt with in your childhood. That's what you're supposed to do as a mother. That's just bottom line. Okay. But where the problem comes in is when you go into such a shell that you can't even see your own faults. You don't understand that you're no longer protecting your children. Now you're sheltering them and you're coddling them. You no longer are protecting your children. You are sheltering them and you're coddling them. Case in point, in today's society, especially in the Black community, we have a lot of issues with a lot of people, a lot of women particularly, who are raising their sons as if they are the man of the household. And I don't want you to take that the wrong way. What I mean by that is your son is not your husband. Your son is not your boyfriend. But we have some moms today who are raising their sons as if they are the man of the household in that aspect. Not raising your son to be the man of the household one day. You are raising your son as if he is your equal. Yep, I said it. I said it. And I said it because I understand it. I'm a mom of two boys. And my boys are the oldest. The one thing I did not do, though, is ever raise my son to think that he was my equal. Stick with me. We've seen some of the pictures out here on the socials. And I like to say the socials because I don't just say social media, because the socials can be some of everything these days. Everybody got some type of social. So we've seen the videos and the pictures of some of these moms out here where they are posing inappropriately with their son. And people are arguing about it. And some people are like, it's not that serious. It is that serious, though. Because when you are misusing your influence as a mom with your son as a child, what tends to happen is that that child becomes that man that K. Michelle was singing about in Can't Raise a Man. I can't sing. I can't carry a tune, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Because you have now gotten into your son's head, or put into your son's head, I'm sorry, that not only is he a mama's boy, but he is mama's man. And he can't let mama do her own thing. Mama could no longer sit here and feel like she can date, because I got to see what my son feels about this. And what that turns into is a generational curse. What that turns into is your son can't have a healthy relationship. What that turns into is your son gets engaged, he's about to get married, and guess what? Mama jealous. Yep. Yep. It was a video that was surfacing, and it came off of, I don't remember the name of the show because I don't watch the show. I think it was Married at the Lockup or something like that. And the mother came to the party for the release of her son. The son had gotten married, and he got married to a woman who was a single mom of, I think she had 3 kids. Don't quote me on this. I'm just going off of what I remember from the video. But she had, I think, 3 kids. And the mother gets there, and the mother came in hot. She came in on 100. She was fire already. And the mother got really disrespectful with the wife. And the wife decided to walk away, but then the mother made a smart comment, and the wife turned around, and then she engaged her. And then it turned into a fight. And then the son and the husband, he's sitting there like, well, why would y'all do this? Well, what is going on? Now he's caught in the middle. That, ladies, is the type of things that we do when we lean on our son to be the man to protect us, instead of being that son's mother, that little boy's mother, and protecting him and showing him. Because I get it. A lot of us didn't ask to be single parents. We didn't. But when you are a single parent, you have to remember the parent part of it. That's just bottom line. When you take the parent part out of it and you're trying to be friends with, you smoking weed with your kids, you're drinking with your kids, and this is at the ages of middle school into high school. Yes, some parents are guilty of that. What type of precedence do you think you're setting for your children? And I know, I'm going to ruffle some feathers. I'm going to piss some people off, and people are going to be like, well, who are you to say X, Y, and Z? I'm nobody. I'm just sharing my opinions about us as mothers, especially in the Black community, and how we continue to fail our children in regards to not being their parent and trying to be their friend. That's a new generation thing. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I was born in 1984. I was raised by what's my mother's generation? Gen X? Think so? I think it's Gen X. No, I'm Generation X. So she was Gen whatever. It's not the baby boomers. It's not the silent. It's the one after that. And No, I'm Gen X. She's Gen X. I'm Gen Y. There we go. And my mother did not allow me or my friends or my cousins or my siblings, especially those of us that were girls, to get in the face of a grown man. Didn't care if it was your uncle, didn't care who it was. You're not about to sit in that grown man's lap. You're not about to sit here and be giggling and smiling all in his face. That was something that I was raised with, to understand that it's inappropriate for a little girl to be in the face of a grown man like that. That's just how I was raised. And when I got older and I had girls, I raised my daughters the same way. It is okay that that's your uncle and you laugh and joke with your uncle, but no, ma'am, you would not be inappropriate around any man. I don't care who they are. Because I want you to understand that as a young girl, as a woman going into womanhood, you have to understand your body, understand your boundaries, and set them. That was something I was taught as a kid. My mother was a mother, if that makes sense. My mother was a mother. She didn't do friendly things with us. And I'm not going to lie, I wish she had done more friendlier things with us, because, you know, I wanted that piece of that relationship with my mom. But I thank her for being my mom, because her parenting skills were different than my parenting skills. I took some of what she taught me as a child and the way she parented me, my sister, and my brother, and I used some of those things that helped me in my parenting of my children. But I also use my own flavor, because that's what parenthood is about, especially being a mom. Nobody has the manual. Every child is different. Every parent is different. Every situation is different. Every generation is different. I remember having a conversation with my sister. My sister is 5 years younger than me. And my baby sister, she hadn't started having children yet. Again, I tell you, I had kids early on. I had my oldest at 18. And my next two were born at 21. And then my daughter was born 10 months after. That's a whole nother conversation, y'all. And I made my sister and my brother an aunt and uncle at an early age, right? So to my sister, that was her method of birth control, because she was like, I'm auntie right now. I don't want to do what my sister did. And that was okay. I'm the oldest. The oldest tends to be the example. So yeah. So me and my sister actually had an argument before, because my kids, I don't remember the exact situation, but it was something about electronics or phone. I think I had just bought my kids a phone. I think that's what it was. And my sister was mad. It was like, why are you doing this? And they too young and they this and they that. And I told her, I said, times are changing. And she was like, oh, well, when I have kids, my kids ain't gonna have none of that. And I told her, I said, by the time you start having kids, the way that the world is going right now, these kids are going to come out the womb with a tablet in their hand. My sister is a teacher. Well, not a teacher, but she's a early Head Start teacher. And so she teaches young kids. And she knows what screen time does to the babies. She knows how it could destroy all of them. So my sister already set in her mind that that was not going to be something that her kids were going to do. Lo and behold, once my nieces was born, my sister and my brother-in-law, they tried to fight it off. But what happens? Your kids get into school, even in early Head Start, even in kindergarten. It doesn't matter. They get into school and what are they handed? A tablet. A computer, because that's the way that they're teaching our babies these days. And then we all get surprised, because we're like, how does this small child know how to use this tablet so freaking well? I just looked and I said, I told y'all, it's something about the way that the generation has changed. So she, even though she altered her parenting beliefs, she still kept her beliefs the way she did with her screen time. And she still maintained her integrity as a mom. That is the example of what works for you with your mom guilt. You didn't want your babies to have a computer. You didn't want your babies to be on any type of anybody's internet or YouTube or anybody else. But because it was kind of made as the norm for them, you had to alter the way you wanted it to be done. Not the way you think, but the way you wanted your children to be introduced. So, like I said, I'm not anymore. I've been married, yay, for almost 5 years now. It'll be 5 years, December the 20th. And prior to my husband, I was a single mom. I've been a single mom. So it's another trend. I'm not going to even say it's a trend. It's a thing on social media right now where people are talking about women and multiple baby daddies, right? The story, and it had me laughing. The one lady said, well, everybody keep asking me how I have, I think it was 6 kids by 5 men. Let me tell you. And so she started talking. Honey, y'all, listen. She said the first baby daddy has transitioned to a woman and wants nothing to do with their child, living in Atlanta. And I was like, okay. I wasn't ready for the next one. She said the second one is in jail. The third one decided to become a pirate. The fourth one passed away, and I might be having the numbers off. So again, don't quote me on it. The fourth one passed away. And the fifth one remarried and, well, sorry, didn't remarry, was married and didn't tell her he was married. And now the wife and him are trying to fight her about child support. Even though the stories were bizarre, when I initially heard it, I was furious about people actually trying to make it out to be a problem, because you never know somebody's journey. You never know somebody's situation. Here I am. I would say successful, but I feel like I haven't reached my peak yet, but I am on my path to success. I've done everything I needed to do to be successful. And for about 10 years of the beginning of my son's life, from about 18 to 28, I was embarrassed to say what I'm about to say. I was embarrassed to go out on a date and meet someone. And then they say, oh, do you have kids? And I say, yes. Well, how many? 4. Oh, well, is their dad still in their life? And I was embarrassed to say this. No, their dads are not. That was something that I beat myself up about for a very long time, because I couldn't fathom. It wouldn't click how someone like me, quote unquote, had 4 kids by 3 men. Again, I walked around with shame and guilt for years. And that shame and that guilt allowed me to let myself be abused, allowed me to let myself settle for less, allowed me to let my children see and be exposed to things they should have never been exposed to, all because I felt guilty because I had multiple children with different men. It was like, I felt like I was walking the walk of shame for years. And then finally, I got to a place where I said, What the hell am I ashamed for? They're mine. I take care of them. And I'm not on any type of state assistance. These are mine. I take care of them. I don't care what anybody thinks. And so then I got to the point, or should I say the place, where I started to speak about having 4 kids by 3 men. So the interesting part about that situation is that my oldest son was with someone I dated in high school. And he was a drifter. He was a liar. He was manipulative. He was a lot of different things. But he was the cute guy. And he made me feel validated because I was not liked well or accepted well by people because I was an overachiever to some people. And so he flirted the right ways. He did the right things. I did not lose my virginity until I was 17 years old. And I got pregnant at 17 years old. And people sit there and they're like, well, you had to be this and you had to be that. No. No. I had my son because I was a firm believer in I made a choice. That choice put a heavy decision in my life, and I made that heavy decision. And now my son is doing great out here. Could do better. So if you're listening right now, Trayvon, you can always do better. And you already know that. I'm always telling you, you can always do better. But that was mine. My second 2 kids, their dad was a liar as well, a cheat. And we talking about, and some of y'all ladies will understand because you probably can relate to me. I used to put up with so much, so much. The phone calls from other women. Back then, that's when the Nextel chirps was out. You remember Nextel on your chirp phone? It was 15 to 16 or something like that characters. It wasn't just a phone number. It was digits and characters. I used to have women chirping my phone. I went through hell. But after I got pregnant with my first son with him, and then my daughter came 10 months later, again, it's another conversation for another day. Just know that sometimes people can be pregnant and not know that they're pregnant. But once I had my daughter, he was in a place of feeling like he was in a safe space now. And what I mean by that is he gaslit me so much, and he will always tell me, you got 3 kids, now ain't nobody gonna want you. What you gonna do with your life? You got 3 kids, so you'll be all right. Because that was his way of telling me I had to put up with his mess. I had to put up with the lying and the cheating and the women and the stealing my car and the making me late to work. And I had to put up with all of it. Again, it was that guilt of I had to protect my kids. I had to do what I needed to do for my kids. And I lost my identity in the process. One day I finally woke up. Needless to say, it was one day after he put his hands on me. I woke up and said, I'm not dealing with this. And I was done with men. Done with men. I didn't want to date. I just wanted to focus on being a mom. Because at this point, obviously I'm doing something wrong. Couldn't figure it out. Whatever. My youngest daughter met her dad. We started dating. He started courting me. I was impressed. At 26? At 26 years old, I had never been courted like this by a man. Okay? So, and that's sad to say. It is sad to say, but like I like to tell people, this is my testimony and my testimony alone. So you can either listen to my testimony and understand my story, or you can listen to my testimony and judge like you are perfect. Which one is it going to be? So I had never been courted. This man bought me flowers. He took me out on dates. Like, I was impressed because I'm like, I don't have to meet you halfway. I don't have to do more so that you can do for me. That was the mindset I was in, because that's the man that I was used to dating. And he proposed. I accepted. I had just got off a depot for beer. 5 years I was on a depot shot, y'all. 5 years. And I got pregnant with Kayla. Literally a month after I got off a depot. Okay. So once I got pregnant with Kayla, he was an obsessive mama's boy. And he couldn't get through, and rest in peace to his mom, because his mom did just pass away this year. So heartfelt condolences. But he was an obsessive mama's boy, and he wanted to have me controlled by his mother even when it came to planning my wedding. He called me out my name once. Mind you, I just dealt with people putting their hands on me. So I was done. I walked away. He didn't see my daughter for 13 years. 13 years it took before he saw my child for the first time. I'm sorry, 12 years it took for him to see my child for the first time. My two middle kids' dad, he does not communicate with my children. He doesn't do for them. He doesn't pay child support. My oldest son's father went to jail, still lying, still out here doing everything in the world, and he does not pay child support. When they did have to get, when the state finally caught up with them to pay child support, they blamed me. And I had my middle two kids that actually tell me, and I quote, because he has three other sons outside of my two. And my two kids, my daughter is his only daughter, and my son is his surname. My son is his junior. And my two kids are the only of his kids that has his last name. Okay. He told me, and I quote, "Well, you're not really a baby mama like that. You got them, so you good." Excuse me? My kids don't get birthday calls, holiday calls, none of that. The times that they've connected with their father, it was because I forced the situation, his sister forced the situation, or the kids forced the situation. My oldest son's father, I'm not going to even give that my energy right now. My son grown now, so I'm going to just leave it at that. And my youngest daughter's father, now he is in her life. It took him 12 years to finally get into her life, but now he is there, and she loves spending time with her dad's side of the family. I say all that to say, you never know somebody's journey. And yes, I get it. There are some people out there who are just wild with it, having multiple kids with multiple men and laying down and not protecting themselves in any type of way, any type of situation. I get that. But who are you to judge somebody else's situation? Who are you? What gives you the right to make a decision on somebody else's life or pass judgment? I really want to know. Because, and like I like to explain to people, because some of the women who I know that decided to call themselves having judgment about me, the difference between me and you, my love, and this does not apply to everybody, this is just the situations I've dealt with where people have called themselves trying to look down on me, is that I left and I didn't stick around to allow somebody to continue to tear me down. After my fourth daughter, I got my tubes tied. Because I said I was never having anybody else's baby. I wasn't being nobody else's quote unquote baby mama. I wanted to focus on raising my children. And then later on in life, you know, marriage happened. Okay. I am a mom who beat myself up constantly because I felt like I didn't do enough for my kids. I felt like I didn't fight hard enough for my kids. I felt like I wasn't protecting them as well as I should. And that's all a part of that mom guilt. But we forget they are their own individual person. They make their decisions for themselves. They have their own heart. their own thoughts, their own emotions. That's not something you can control as their mom. And you have some moms out there who, guess what? They feel like they're supposed to control their kids. And what happens is that when your kids become older, you know what they do? They resent you. They leave you and they never return. That's not what you want. You cannot control your kids to a point where they're going to do any and everything that you want them to do. You can't sit here if your child comes to you and says, "Mom, I'm gay." No, you're not. I'm going to send you to a conversion camp. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do that to you. You can't have the same sex friends over here. You got to have the opposite sex over here. You can't do that. Because all it does is create a rift between you and your child. Your child no longer respects you. They will tolerate you until they are old enough to leave you. They will tolerate you until they're old enough to leave you. Stop thinking that as a mom or even as a dad, we are able to control our children's every move. When you have an open dialogue with your kids and you speak to your kids from a place of love and not a place of authority, this all the time, or even this, you are creating a safe space for them so that they can be themselves. They can say, "Oh, wow, if I can't be myself and anybody out there in that world, I could be myself and my mom. I could be myself and my dad." But when you take your own beliefs and you force it upon your children, and they're telling you, "I don't believe in that. I don't think like that. I don't understand that." And you can't stop and get out of your own way to say, "My kid's a different person. Let me try to understand them." You end up losing your kids. That's not what you want. So the resentment from kids sometimes can hurt. It can hurt a lot because sometimes you could do everything right, or at least think you've done everything right, and your kids are still sit there and they're like, "Well, my mama didn't hug me enough. Well, my mama didn't love on me enough. Well, my mama didn't do this and my mama didn't do that." It's always something different that your children saw that you didn't see. My son, case in point, once he became of age, the resentment was real. The resentment was real. Okay. My child decided that he's grown now. And now he wants to talk about all of his gripes and all of his grievances and all of his things that he buried for years so he can blame mom. My son played some of every sport, danced in competitions, did everything. And I made it happen. Even though I am in the military, I have always maintained some type of side hustle with either my business or keeping another job, because I did not get child support. I did not have help from dad. I was doing it on my own. And I made it happen. These kids never understand, as a mom, the struggles that we go through and sometimes having to rob Peter to pay Paul just to make sure we get by. My son said to me once before, not the oldest, the second son, "Mom, why don't our refrigerator and our cabinet look like my friend's house?" And I had to break it down to him. "Vincent, I need you to understand that my mom doesn't get food stamps. Mom doesn't get help with groceries. Mom pays out of her pocket for groceries. And I just paid for uniforms. I just paid for another trip. I just paid for more clothes that you needed. I'm paying for all of the different things. So the food is necessities. I pay for the things that we keep in the kitchen that we need to eat. I don't pay for a lot of junk food because I can't afford it. That's not in my budget. And my son didn't understand that then. Now at the age of 19, my son called me one day and he said, "Mom, it makes sense now." See, it clicked and he understood that money didn't just fall out the sky. He started to learn on his own that the numbers wasn't mathing. If mom was doing this all by herself our entire life, yeah, she did everything she could. We cannot control the resentment that our kids decide to get with if we've done everything that we think in our power we did correctly. That's just something they got to deal with. And luckily for me, I did finally deal with that with my son. And me and my son are back on good terms. But my son's resentment was real. And I blamed myself. I used to cry myself to sleep because I said I'm a bad mom. I made my kids hate me. What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? It wasn't me. I'm not perfect. But damn it, I did everything that I needed to do within my power to make sure that you were successful. You graduated from high school. You started college. And you were not in jail on these streets or doing drugs. That was my focus as your mom. That's what I did. I got you across the finish line. Now, as an adult, I am still your mother. I'm always going to be your mother. But now, as an adult, I am your advisor. I don't tell you what to do anymore, and I don't make your decisions for you. Now, you call me and say, "Ma, what do I need for this? Ma, can you help me with that? Ma, can I get some advice?" And I advise you. But just like a coach will tell you, go do this. And if you don't do it, and then you miss that layup or you miss that touchdown, that's something you got to live with because you didn't want to listen to your coach. So as your mother, I can advise you, but it's up to you to actually listen to that advice. If you don't listen, that's you. That's not me. That's not your dad. That's not your siblings. That's you. Period. All right. Sorry. Got a little excited there. The last thing we're going to talk about in this mom guilt. And let me get situated because it's about to be a big one. This is about to be a big one. The last thing we're going to talk about, child support. I know. You sit here and you heard everything I said, what my stories have told you, and I'm quite sure you're like, "Oh, I know you mad that you didn't get the child support and that you didn't do this." And you probably think I'm an advocate for women and this crazy amount of child support that you're supposed to have or that we think we're supposed to have. Well, I got news. I'm not. Child support, in my opinion, if it's my opinion alone, child support is one of the most misused and abused systems that we have. I'm going to tell you why. Everybody is entitled to child support when you have an absent parent. When the parent is not doing what they need to do, that is when child support is supposed to be in effect. Because if you're not going to do your part as the other parent, you should be paying child support so that you can financially assist with your part since you don't want to do your part. That, in my mind, is what child support is for. It is for your medical for your child. It is for the well-being of your child. It is for the health of your child. Okay? This is where we get into the problems of child support. I'm glassed on for this. Child support is not something that is supposed to be used as a revenge mechanism. I'm going to say that again. Child support is not something that is supposed to be used as a revenge mechanism. You've been with this man for 10 years and y'all have a 4-year-old son. The 4-year-old son loves his dad, loves mom, but now dad and mom has decided to go their separate ways. Dad now is saying, okay, well, I still want to come see my son. I want my son on the weekends. I want this. I want that. Can we do this? Can we do that? Well, his daycare is $600 a month. I'll give you three. Do he need some shoes? So dad is actively trying to participate, right? But now you found out dad got a new girlfriend. So now you are in your feelings. Dad has a new girlfriend. This little rage we have where he's been doing everything for my son. Now it's a problem for me because now you got a new girl in your life. So now I'm going to run down to child support. And now I'm going to put you on child support. No, ma'am. Because what happens is that now you're doing this out of spite. Not because he's not doing, but because now he has moved on with his life from you. And now you have a problem with that. So now you get the child support and dad shows proof that he's been assisting and doing all these different things. And the judge is like, oh, actually he's been doing more than he needed to do. So with that being said, dad only has to pay $240 a month in child support because that's what his income allows for him to be able to pay and still be able to survive. Now you're mad. No, Because greed is a hell of a drug. Now you're mad. You're mad because now the courts have sat down and they've crunched the numbers and they did the paperwork. And they said, dad only makes this amount. This is how much he can afford in child support without putting himself in a poorhouse. See, when you have a parent, because there's moms too, who are out here paying child support. When you have a parent doing their part and you too busy, stuck in your own feelings, and you're not thinking about your child, that is when child support becomes a negative thing. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Another one of my favorite stories, these mamas that want to go to the court and say, and they actually have that. I still want to know how you have the nerve to actually say this in a court of law in front of a judge. Actually say, well, Your Honor, I only get $1,300 a month in child support. And that's not enough for me to pay my bills and pay my rent. And the judge looks at you and they say, well, ma'am, child support is not to pay your bills and your rent. Child support is for the child. If you take your child support and you put towards your bills and your rent to make sure that the child is living and comfortable, that's on you. But it is not up to this defendant to pay your rent and your bills because you have their child. Get a job. Then you sit here and you're mad. Now you want to run social media. He ain't nothing and he don't do for me and he don't do for. Every time I hear stories like that, every time I meet women like that, the first thing I look at them and say, you want to trade shoes with me? Did you want to trade places with me? Because do you know what I would have given for my kids to get a phone call? Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Valentine's Day. Do you know what I would have given? Hey, Shakara, I want to come get the kids for the weekend. You know what I would have given? Hey, Shakara, I want the kids for the summer. Some of everything. Because that would have meant the world to my kids. And that would have took the burden off of me a little bit. Even if it was just time. But I couldn't even get that. But then I see women out here who have that. But because he dating somebody else or he didn't got remarried, now your kids can't spend the night over there. Now your kids can't go to the amusement park with dad. Now your kids can't go to dad for a birthday party. And that's the thing too. Some of these kids having two birthday parties out here. You're going to take from your kid because you don't like his wife. So your kids can't go over there for her birthday party or his birthday party. Get it together, y'all. Get it together. Unless it has been a situation where your child has been hurt or it is an unsafe situation, you're wrong. You're wrong. Stop sitting here being greedy about child support to use it for your own benefit. Unless you want to be like a woman like me, because there's a lot of women like me who's never gotten child support, who has never gotten a break because dad wanted to do their part and just take the kids for a little bit. Y'all need to grow up. Grow up. Child support is not a weapon. Stop weaponizing it. All right. So I am winding down on my time and we didn't even get to the part about staying in a bad relationship. Yes, we did. We didn't get to the daycare and all that, but it's so much with moms. So we're probably going to end up doing a part two to mom guilt. I'm actually thinking about doing my mom vlog where we'll speak about different things as moms and talk about the good, bad, and the ugly. Okay. Either way it go, I want y'all to remember something. If you are a single mama out there listening to this podcast, whether you agreed or disagree with anything I said today, we see you. Keep doing you. Keep pushing hard. Those are your babies. Nobody can take that from you. Those are your babies. Single mamas need love too. Trust me, we know. But I want you to remember that you are not alone in this. You're never alone in this. We got you, girl. This has been your girl, Shakara, with Strength and Struggle. Remember, find your power. See y'all later.